Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Timothy, I'm sorry. Eric's actually, he's stuck in a meeting at the moment. It might just be a little bit. How's your schedule?
Flexible. What can I do?
Well, hopefully we can get him out of here in like 5-10 minutes. But would that still be acceptable for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll just, no matter what, I'll touch base with you just here in 5-10, okay?
I'm sorry?
No matter what, I'll give you a call in like 5-10 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Sure, and I must have been blind. Yeah. You're my everything. You know? Everything I ever wanted. Girl, I must confess, from the first time I saw you, thought to myself, don't I know you, girl? You stole my heart.
Thank you. fly. As I saw my chest, let me get my cape on. He's so thugged out, both face and Raekwon. Tiny big, just like Akon. Cause you know the snitches be put in the jake on.
Daddy, I'm only playing this one to the healing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, I've got Eric White.
Okay.
Eric, you're on with Tim.
Hey.
Eric, how's it going, man?
Hey, Tim, how's everything? How do you feel?
Everything's great, man. I'm happy to have you on. I'm actually honored, man. I'm a fan of your work, man. I follow your career, you know, since the beginning, I should say.
Oh, wow. Thank you, man. Thank you.
No problem, man. So, Eric, how you been, man? How have you been, man? I guess I know how you've been, man. You're directing your first film project, man. But, you know, how you doing in general?
Good. I mean, it's a long time coming. I mean, I'm just excited just to be part of the, you know, first the video game, then, you know, break into movies. And I'm just trying to just, you know, weasel my way in there to try to, you know, just try to make a difference, try to, like, put something out that's good.
Now, before we talk about hello,
yeah.
Before we talk about the movie lottery ticket, how's it? What's going on with you? And we all know you as a video director, of course. What's going on with that? What's coming up with that? So with your, you know, you directing your music videos.
Oh yeah, I'm still. I mean, it was hard while I was shooting the movie, but now that I'm having meetings and trying to put together my next project, I'm back to shooting videos. In the meantime, I just shot something with Jay Sean and Nicki Minaj, and I'm shooting something coming up with the new group on Interscope called I Square, and they're like more of a urban Black Eyed Peas, and I have another new guy that's coming out, Jay Sean. So I'm just like back into videos. It's a fun medium, and it's like it's a creative medium. So I'll always keep shooting videos. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Now, just tell my listeners and what inspired you to want to become to do a music video?
I always wanted to shoot films. I always liked film, but growing up, I just didn't think that somebody like me could get into the business that way. It was really when my cousin started directing. He was Hype Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I like came on to set with him. At first, I was a sound engineer, and I came on to one of his sets. And I saw that, like, you can do something creative that's musical and something with film. I was hooked right after that. So I quit sound editing that night, and I just started working with Hype. And I just started shadowing him and some of the DPs that he worked with. I bought a whole bunch of cinematography books, and I just dove in. I didn't have the money for school, so I figured, like, this is the best way I could learn. And as he blew up as a director, I just started just picking it up and just learning. And, you know, eventually I got my opportunity with a group on Sony that they didn't have a video for it called B2K. And
okay.
I said, yo, I'll shoot the video for free. I don't care. So I just shot the first video, and it wound up blowing up, and it just led to me just, like, getting into the business that way. But it was just, you know, if I were to do it again, I wouldn't want to do it again because it was just crazy how things turned out. It was just one thing led to another that was – it just seemed like just luck just happened to turn in my favor.
Right. Well, man, well, first of all, congratulations on, you know, all your success so far, man. And this movie, Lottery Ticket, I mean, why did you decide to actually start, you know, to direct your first film?
Oh, say that again? I'm sorry.
Why did you decide to direct your first film? Why did you decide to go into your first movie?
Why did I decide Lottery be my first movie?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it was a story that I had for a while. And, you know, I got a lot of scripts from my agent at the time, but none of them really appealed to me. So I always had this story in my head. So I got with a writer and put it together, and luckily Alcon picked up on it, and we started moving forward with Lottery Ticket. But, yeah, I just what was available for me as a new director, there weren't a lot of choices, so I had to kind of like make my own. And luckily, I got Ice Cube involved and Bow Wow. And from there, just everyone else just jumped on the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm. From directing a music video to directing a movie, what do you see the difference in it?
Couple of things. One, with shooting a film. Compared to videos, it's a lot to do with the visuals and just how you're shooting something. But with a film, it's really about getting the audience to to like the characters and get engaged in the story. So with film, it was more about me, how can I make people, you know, understand the story, not so much like what type of cool shots or cool colors or something else that I could do. So that was like the biggest adjustment, is shooting for a story rather than for a musical rhythm. But also it was just the length of time. You know, on a film, on a video, I'm on for like 2 weeks and then I move on to the next video. So it's a constant process. A film, you know, it's something that you got to live with for like a year. So, I mean, that's something that you have to like see through and constantly be engaged throughout like an entire year-long process with a film. It's like something like you couldn't just like jump off and go to the next thing. Here I am like, you know, 6 months later and I'm still, you know, talking about certain scenes and stuff, you know, for a long time. So the length of the process is a big adjustment.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you two questions like in one. First off, what was it like working with a star-studded cast, and why was Bow Wow chosen to actually be like the star of this movie?
Working with that type of cast, for me, it was like I was the rookie. You know, everyone else was already like veterans in film and shooting. So for me, it was a little intimidating, but it felt like a family event more than anything else. So it was luckily I had like the opportunity to work with such good people. Just everyone from Bow Wow to Mike Epps to Terry Crews to Ice Cube. Everyone was just happy with the process. So it just felt like one big, like, you know, I don't know, like a big cookout. It just, every day was just something fun about it. So for me, they just made it easy for my first time. And Bow Wow being the lead, it just felt like the character of Kevin in the story, he kind of mirrored Bow Wow's career. He was somebody that was like young, that was given like a lot of money at once and a lot of responsibility at once. And, you know, it was just interesting to see, like, how his life was compared to Bow Wow coming up and getting signed at such a young age and being a big star at such a young age. I thought that he'd be able to relate to this type of character. And he said even he took a lot of his own experiences to it as far as the, you know, just how intimidating it is to all of a sudden be, like, the focus of attention out of nowhere. So it seems like he rose to the occasion with that, too.
Okay. The movie is called Lottery Ticket, and it's $370 million that he wins on this.
Wait, say that again? You're breaking up.
The movie, it's, I think, he wins the lottery, and it's like, what, $370 million, is that the amount that he wins?
Right.
Okay. Let's just say Eric Wright Golden plays the lottery, and he wins $370 million. How would you, like, what would you do?
I mean, for me, I would like to say that I'd like, you know, buy this and buy that and, you know, just wild out for a minute, which I probably would. I ain't gonna lie. For a minute, I would wild out. But I think overall, I would just try to just give back and make a change that I could see in the community rather than just giving away to organizations and things of that nature. I would say I would take the money and go right into, like, certain neighborhoods that really need it, and I would personally, like, build them up, you know, build up community centers and build up, you know, give schools computers. Like, I would do it personally with my own money, and I would like to see, like, that grow. I mean, I get a lot of satisfaction from that. I think there comes a time where money is just, there's only so many cars you could buy. There's only so many houses. There's only so many things you could buy before you're not really feeling, like, the joy of that return. So I mean, for me, I would try to give it away as much as I could, honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean, first I get my house and my car and my stuff straight, and then I would just do what I got to do. Just to help everybody else.
Right. Now that Lottery Ticket's out, how do you feel about the response that it's gotten and all the publicity that it has gotten?
I'm really humbled by it because it seemed like a lot of people have taken to the story. And, you know, the biggest compliment I received was from this one lady that said at first when she saw the trailer, she wasn't sure if it was just going to be just, you know, the same old type of, like, urban film, you know, just the same old kind of shuck and jive, you know, just comedy. But she said there was actually, like, some lessons in it and some morals in it. So when she saw the movie, she was really impressed by that. So that's I mean, comments like that are like mean a lot to me because I was trying to make something that was that had humor in it, but also had some type of like message that maybe like somebody could pick up on, like pregnancy or like, you know, what does money really mean to the community, and does it really make you a better person? Like, I hope that like that message got across even more to people.
So, I mean, now that we have gotten a great response, a great star-studded cast, I mean, are we going to see more movie projects from Eric?
Absolutely. Like, my next project that I'm going to work on is called Jacked, and it's
okay.
More of a, it's different. It's more of an action film. It still has that same type of moral fiber to it, but I'm going more like a Bad Boys, bringing back, you know, the movies from the 80s and the early 90s, Bad Boys, Lethal Weapon, 48 Hours. I'm trying to go, like, more in that direction and bring back that excitement to films.
Okay. So so I know I'll be expecting a phone call from you to appear in the movie. Eric, hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Eric, for those people that want to become video directors, awesome directors, well, what advice would you give to them?
I would say, I mean, honestly, it's easier now more than ever to dive into the medium of telling stories with, you know, Macs having iMovie on it and even your phones having video settings on it. I mean, my advice would just to be just watch movies that you love and try to just tell stories any way you can. I mean, that's the biggest creative thing that'll keep you going, constantly be inspired, and just try to find any way you can to tell a story. Like, even iPhones have a video setting. There's just, you just got to just get that out there because it really doesn't matter if you have like $20 million or $10. If you can tell a story and have people engaged, like, it'll get a response.
I'm going to encourage my listeners to go. They haven't been honored to actually go to theaters and go see it. I actually gave out so many tickets to go see the movie when Jason Weaver was here on the show.
Cool, man.
Yeah,
great guy.
Yeah,
I love that guy.
Yeah, me and Jay are close friends, man. So, you know, I gave out a few passes to, you know, for your fans to go see the movie. But, Eric, I'm not going to keep you long, man. I want you to, first of all, thanks for coming on my show, man. And you know you're always welcome to come back, man. Don't let this be your last visit. But,
absolutely.
Please do, the floor is yours, man, for promote, and I'll give you a shout-out to websites or anything, you know, you want my listeners to check out, find out more information about, let them know, man.
Yeah, well, all right. This is just, Eric White, director of The Lottery Ticket. You know, I just encourage everybody to go see the movie if you can. Tell your friends. Take two people. Just really spread the word about it. And, I'm just happy to be here. Just, I want to thank everybody on the crew, Evolution, Alcon, Warner Brothers, Ice Cube, Matt Alvarez, just everybody involved with the project. I'm just happy to just be here, and I'll be giving you some more stuff a lot soon.
All right, Eric, it was a privilege, man. And again, come back by the show anytime, man. Don't let this be your last visit to this show, man. I thank you, man. It was an honor, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, man.
All right, man.
Time again, this time I'm gonna win. bleed out, baby. It's wherever you wanna go.
Just
you rolling with me back to the crib. So you always
so meet me at the bar. Respect big pimpin'. Tell me how you feel, mama. Tell me what you see. A certified dime piece, Zer Louis 1-3. 150 a shot, 3 for you and 3 for me. I'm checking your body language, I love the conversation. And when you lick your lips, I get a tingling sensation. Now we're both by tipsy, you stay in the mood. All I need is about an hour, better yet, maybe two. Let me take you where I live, Ferrari switch gears. When I whisper in your ear, your leg kiss the chandelier. Passion fruit and sex all in the atmosphere. I'ma let you paint things so he can make it clear.
I'ma find your train.
Oh.